local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Both major presidential candidates converging in swing state Pennsylvania Monday night. Vice President Kamala Harris in Erie.
He's talking about the enemy within our country, Pennsylvania. He's talking about that he considers anyone who doesn't support him or who will not bend to his will an enemy of our country.
Harris talking about former President Trump, who was just outside of Philadelphia rallying. Two attendees passed out from the heat.
I wish we could open those doors to outside.
But they couldn't for security reasons. Trump ended the audience Q&A, spoke for a few more minutes, and then stayed on stage as the crowd listened to music. Overnight, Trump began asking an appeals court to transfer his New York criminal case to federal court. A suspect under arrest in North Carolina accused of threatening FEMA workers, helping people recover from the recent hurricanes. This is ABC News. Six more people now coming forward accusing music mogul Sean Diddy Combs of sexual assault and abuse. The accusations coming in a string of new lawsuits. One man says he was just 16 when he was attacked. New moves in panda diplomacy between China and the U.S.
2 months after the San Diego Zoo received the country's first pandas in over two decades, the one that started it all will also get to continue its storied relationship with the world's cutest form of diplomacy. On Monday, the Smithsonian National Zoo, which started this exchange program with China in 1972, posted on social media that something, quote, giant was coming today via the FedEx Panda Express. In fact, they also stated that they would need to shut down the zoo as they welcome their new guests, Bao Li and Qing Bao.
ABC's Danny New. And in New York, in the baseball playoffs, the Yankees winning Game 1 of the ALCS against the Guardians. Game 2 today, Mets tying up the NLCS with a win over the Dodgers. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Kamala Harris campaign is busy blitzing Wisconsin. Running mate Tim Walz stumped in Green Bay and Eau Claire Monday. First Lady Jill Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders were in Wisconsin too. Harris herself will be in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay on Thursday. People in Southwest Wisconsin are learning how to talk to each other about politics. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
So many of us have experienced the awkwardness and frustration of a political argument during Thanksgiving dinner. A group of about two dozen people got together in Dodgeville to talk about how politics has hurt their relationships with family and loved ones. It was put together by a group called Braver Angels. A Marquette survey found 46% of people have had to just stop talking politics altogether with someone they know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. A Burnett County deputy has received the life-saving award for his quick response to save a choking child. According to the Burnett County Sheriff's Office, Deputy Noah Barker responded to a seven-month-old child that was choking and managed to pull a large piece of plastic from the baby's throat. The baby resumed breathing normally immediately after. In a letter of commendation, Sheriff Tracy Finch praised Deputy Barker's quick, calm response and the use of his training to save the child from serious injury or worse. A horse in Eau Claire County has tested positive for Eastern equine encephalitis. According to Eau Claire City County Health Department officials, it is the first confirmed case of the disease in the county this year. In recent weeks, the Department of Health Services has warned Wisconsin residents to be vigilant in protecting themselves from mosquitoes, which are the primary spreaders of the disease. Eastern equine encephalitis cannot be spread from animal to human or human to human contact, only through mosquito bites. And while there currently is no human vaccine to prevent it, there is a vaccine for horses to try to prevent cases of the disease. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Bucks get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks held on to beat the Bulls 111-107 last night in Milwaukee. It was the Bucks' first win this preseason. Head coach Doc Rivers talked about the Bucks' new guard, Gary Trent Jr., and his ability at blocking passes.
Gary has great hands, unbelievable hands. You know, it's funny. He got whatever he got, but he had five more today that he just couldn't get to the ball. But he's a disruptor.
Packers say despite missing a field goal Sunday, they'll stick with place kicker Braden Narveson for now. College football, the Badgers' top wide receiver Will Pauling did not suffer a concussion in their win over Rutgers. Will he be ready to play Saturday against Northwestern?
You know, obviously it would be a little bit questionable from the start of the week. I think that there was some good news in that there wasn't a concussion. It wasn't anything that maybe is major of some sorts. So we just got to see where he is and how he feels. And like I said, it's early on right now.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
A little chilly again today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 48 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear and cold, our low 23. Tomorrow, sunny, becoming breezy, 57 by Thursday. Sunshine with a high climbing back up to near 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
98 Q Country.
Blaming all on my roots, I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got friends in low places. Guess I was wrong, I just don't belong. But then, I've been there before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living on. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Yeah, I'm not big on soul. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in low places.
first class on a flight from New York to Los Angeles. Kind of making small talk, killing time, flirting with the flight attendants. 30,000 feet above could be Oklahoma. Just a bunch of square cornfields and wheat farms, man, it all looks the same. Miles and miles of back roads and highways connecting little towns with funny names. Who'd want to live down there in the middle of nowhere? They've never drove through Indiana, bitten man who plowed that earth, planted that seed, busted his ass for you and me. You're caught a harvest moon in Kansas, they'd understand why I got made those flyover states. I bet that mile-long Santa Fe freight train engineer seen it all. It's like that flatbed cowboy stacking U.S. steel on a three-day haul. Roads and rails under their feet. Yeah, that sounds like a first-class seat on the plains of Oklahoma, with a windshield sunset in your eyes, like a watercolor painted sky. You think heaven's doors have opened, you'll understand why I got made those flyover states. Take a ride across the Badlands, feel that freedom on your face, breathe in all that open space. And meet a girl from Amarillo, you'll understand why I got me. You might even want to plant your stakes in those flyover states.
You know, to wake you up in the morning, it's a good one.
98Q Country.
Right now, he's probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know. I'm a white trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of this pretty little souped up four-wheel drive car by
No, not on me.
I think at the time I'd been out on the road, lonely at night, and it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat, and I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer and looked him in the eyes. And I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like
beer joint with a few of the guys, with this cute little country girl called mine. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave. And you look like you love me. I could use some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this. Excuse me. You look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk.
Feel energized without the caffeine.
It's the best start to my day.
98Q Country.
If you leave me, I won't miss you, and I won't ever never take you back. Girl, your memory won't ever haunt me, 'cause I don't love you, and now if you'll buy that, I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. Worship the ground you walk on. I never have, and that's a fact. I won't follow or try to find you, 'cause I don't love you. Now if you'll buy that, I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. Front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. If you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free.
'98 Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Both major presidential candidates converging in swing state Pennsylvania Monday night. Vice President Kamala Harris in Erie.
He's talking about the enemy within our country, Pennsylvania. He's talking about that he considers anyone who doesn't support him or who will not bend to his will an enemy of our country.
Harris talking about former President Trump, who was just outside of Philadelphia rallying. Two attendees passed out from the heat.
I wish we could open those doors to outside.
But they couldn't for security reasons. Trump ended the audience Q&A, spoke for a few more minutes, and then stayed on stage as the crowd listened to music. Overnight, Trump began asking an appeals court to transfer his New York criminal case to federal court. A suspect under arrest in North Carolina accused of threatening FEMA workers, helping people recover from the recent hurricanes. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Kamala Harris campaign is busy blitzing Wisconsin. Running mate Tim Walz stumped in Green Bay and Eau Claire Monday. First Lady Jill Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders were in Wisconsin too. Harris herself will be in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay on Thursday. People in Southwest Wisconsin are learning how to talk to each other about politics. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
So many of us have experienced the awkwardness and frustration of a political argument during Thanksgiving dinner. A group of about two dozen people got together in Dodgeville to talk about how politics has hurt their relationships with family and loved ones. It was put together by a group called Braver Angels. A Marquette survey found 46% of people have had to just stop talking politics altogether with someone they know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The U.S. Coast Guard was mobilized at Myers Beach and Bayfield over the weekend to rescue two kayakers who had capsized. According to a social media post by the Coast Guard, there were eight kayakers out on the water when two of them capsized and were forced to grab onto another person's kayak to stay above the water. The group was unable to get back to shore on their own and decided to call authorities for assistance. Both of the capsized kayakers were rescued, and everybody was taken back to shore uninjured. A tree that's traveled further than nearly any human in history has been planted in Dunn County. The Dunn County Historical Society was chosen by NASA to participate in their Moon Tree program, which saw the seedling for the tree travel around the moon and back before being given to the Historical Society. Officials from the Dunn County Historical Society say they were chosen because they'll be able to keep the tree alive and use it as an educational tool. The seedling they received was on NASA's Artemis 1 space launch. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Bucks get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks held on to beat the Bulls 111-107 last night in Milwaukee. It was the Bucks' first win this preseason. Head coach Doc Rivers talked about the Bucks' new guard, Gary Trent Jr., and his ability at blocking passes.
Gary has great hands, unbelievable hands. You know, it's funny. He got whatever he got, but he had five more today that he just couldn't get to the ball. But he's a disruptor.
Packers say despite missing a field goal Sunday, they'll stick with place kicker Braden Narveson for now. College football, the Badgers' top wide receiver Will Pauling did not suffer a concussion in their win over Rutgers. Will he be ready to play Saturday against Northwestern?
You know, obviously it would be a little bit questionable from the start of the week. I think that there was some good news in that there wasn't a concussion. It wasn't anything that maybe is major of some sorts. So we just got to see where he is and how he feels. And like I said, it's early on right now.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Want your business to thrive in Northern Wisconsin? Join the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce today and showcase your business in the 2025 Price County Visitor's Guide. With 25,000 copies distributed across resorts, motels, restaurants, and Midwest sports shows, it's a great way to get noticed. Pick up a fall coupon book for $10 and save big with local businesses. Contact the Park Falls Chamber at 715-762-2703. Find them inside the Professional Building, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts. Aha. At the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website.
Hmm.
Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A little chilly again today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 48 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear and cold, our low 23. Tomorrow, sunny, becoming breezy, 57 by Thursday, sunshine with a high climbing back up to near 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
98Q Country.
two-strike swinger, I'm a Pepsi Cola. I'm a blue jean quarterback saying love you to the prom queen in a Chevy. I'm John Wayne, Superman, California. I'm a Chris Christopherson, Sunday morning. I'm a mom and daddy singing along to Don McLean at the levee. And I'm a child of a backseat freedom, baptized by rock and roll. I'm a Texaco star, I'm a Gibson guitar, still a teenage kid trying to go too far. I'm a jukebox waiting in a neon bar for a quarter. I'm a child of a backseat freedom, baptized by rock and roll. Never let me grow in the garden of Eden, never grow up and never grow. From believing, looking for another way to save my soul. The longer I live, the more I see it. There's only one way. I'm a child of a backseat freedom, baptized by rock and roll. Never let me grow in the garden of Eden. Never grow up, never grow old. No, another rebel in the great wide open.
As I ever was. I still hang out with my best friend Dave. I've known him since we were kids at school. Last night he had a few shots, got in a tight spot, hustling a game of pool with a couple of redneck boys, one great big fat biker man. I heard David yell across the room, "Hey buddy, how about a helping hand?" I said, "Dave, I ain't as good as I once was. My, how the years have flown. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really hold my own. If you wanna fight tonight, guess those boys don't look all that tough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I used to be hell on wheels back when I was a younger man. Now my body says that you can't do this, boy, but my pride says, oh yes, you can. I ain't as good as I once was. That's just the cold, hard truth. I still throw a few back, talk a little smack when I'm feeling bulletproof. So don't double dog dare me now, 'cause I'd have to call your bluff. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. May not be good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
'98 Q Country.
Some news, don't you tell daddy, he'll blow a fuse. Don't worry, I'm doing okay. I know you raised me to know right from wrong. It ain't what you think, and I'm still writing songs. Just never thought I'd see the day. I've never felt this way.
Georgia, they call it.
He opens the door and he don't make me cry. He ain't from where we're from, but he feels like home. Yeah, he's got me doing things I've never done. I met somebody and he's got blue eyes. He opens the door and he don't make me cry. He ain't from where we're from, but he feels like home. Yeah, he's got me doing things I've never done. In Georgia they call it a sin, and I still want the dogs to win, but I'm wearing Tennessee orange for him.
Filled with pickup trucks. Got old Hank cranking way up loud. Got coolers in the back, tailgates down. There's a big fire burning, but don't be alarmed. It's just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. It's been on a tractor, ain't seen Becky all week. Somebody said they seen them headed down to the creek. Johnson's daughter's just pulled up in a Jeep. Man, he knows how to grow 'em if you know what I mean. Old Dave's getting loud, but he don't mean no harm. We're just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Well, you can come as you are. There ain't no dress code, just some rule route rules that you need to know. Don't mess with the bull, he can get real mean. Don't forget to shut the gate, stay out of the beans. If it starts to rain, we'll just head to the barn. We're country boys and girls getting down on the farm.
Mr. Tim McGraw there at 98Q Country. Hope you are well on this Tuesday, 15th of October, having one of those mornings here at the station where you have to spend about the first half hour. You have some of those days if your job involves computers and automation and stuff. Sometimes you have those days where you spend the first half hour just trying to get back everything back to where it was that you were yesterday. You know, the computer has a message on it that says, not today. Don't feel like it. So you gotta convince your mechanical and computer appliances that we need to get going here. So we're back. We're good. 33 is our temperature. We're getting kind of used to these early morning temperatures in the 20s and 30s. That's good because I got news for you. There's more to come. 42 is all for today. But it's going to get hot. It's going to get hot this weekend. Saturday, Sunday, probably 65 to 70 is what they're telling us for the coming weekend. It won't last long. We'll be back down into the 40s and low 50s next week. But today, not so much. 42 is all. That wind will be averaging about 10 miles an hour or so out of the north today. But, I don't know. kind of refreshing out there this morning. I thought it was very nice. Get you a keyword. If you haven't qualified yet for our backyard barbecue, we'll give you that keyword coming up after 7 o'clock this morning. Tuesdays are busy days. It's Coach's Show Day. We kick it off, first of all, with a chat with the folks from the Butternut School. Get that updated for you at 7:45. I think we're going to talk a little bit about your health with North Lakes Community Clinic at 8:30, and then Matthew Krieger joins us at 8:45 to talk about your money. And then 9 o'clock, it's Coach's Show Time. We'll get Coach Morgan in here from the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer Co-op 8-man team, Phillips, Coach Steve Precor, and then we'll play yesterday's presser with Matt LaFleur, get you all updated on injuries and stuff like that for the Packers. So lots of great info, mixing in some great music, too, on a Tuesday, the 15th, 10:15 of 24. Let's kick it off with little words of wisdom as we focus on the family.
Did you know that Johnny Depp never wanted to be an actor? Johnny moved to Los Angeles in 1983 with one goal in mind, to be a musician. But soon after he arrived, his band split up, so Johnny accepted small acting jobs to make extra money. It was supposed to be temporary. Instead, one role led to another, and by the end of the 1980s, Johnny was one of the biggest and most popular film stars in the world. Yet, despite wealth, fame, and everything money could buy, Johnny wasn't satisfied. He hadn't achieved the one thing he'd always dreamed of, success in a band. Johnny Depp is just one example of our human tendency to want more, even when we already have enough. According to recent studies, nearly a third of Americans believe wealth and fame are the secret to happiness. That means we believe we need an abundance of something to be content, not merely enough of something. The trouble with that view is while a desire for more can inspire hard work and ambition, it can never fill our souls. When more is what we crave, no amount of it is ever enough to satisfy us. It's like drinking seawater. The more we have, the thirstier we get. An abundance of anything good is always a blessing, but true happiness is not found in abundance. It's found in meaning and purpose. When we have that, enough is all we need. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
A smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annex so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there and in less than a year opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This fall and winter, first-time customers can treat themselves to exclusive discounts at D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Enjoy $25 off any repair or maintenance service of $100 or more, $50 off when you spend $250, and $100 off when you spend $750. Tires and batteries are excluded from this one-time offer. Available for a limited time only, visit D&D Tire and Auto Center on Highway 13 in Park Falls for worry-free fall color drives.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
98Q Country.
On, baby, we can do that. Girl, cut a little loose, you can move that, move that. music.
Listen all day.
24 hours a day.
24/7.
For free.
Just pop it in for free.
Right here.
98Q Country.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country.